Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome to the New World Order. This New World Order will be a new society and features lots of changes. This new society is great for some and not so great for others. In the New World Order, you will learn to love to live more modestly. You do not need to own things when you can simply lease them from your loving government-approved companies. We will transform our current pollution-ridden cities to something much more beautiful, and you will love it. Life in the New World Order will be different. In this new perfect world, cash will be illegal. Everyone will be issued a certain amount of global credits, which will be the only way you can buy and sell in the new society. These digital financial credits will also be tied to your social credit scores. Your credit scores will become your digital footprint and will be used to control your travel, what you can buy, where you can live, your energy usage, medical access. Everything you do will be in a government database. This is great. You will be issued more credits if you are good and promote our new system. Citizens will be given less global credits if they ever criticize the New World Order. If you are non-binary, a demented pedophile, can barely think, worship the devil, and help promote the New World Order, you will be greatly rewarded with extra credit each month. Since robots and AI will replace most jobs, you will have more time to play your favorite video games and watch more Netflix. This is so great. In the new society, parents will not be allowed to make decisions for their children. The government will raise your kids. Each child will be assigned a state-sponsored caseworker. These caseworkers will teach your kids that everything is racist, how to be queer or gender fluid, and teach them about all the different sex positions. If you object to your caseworkers teaching techniques, or if you object to the caseworker sleeping with your child, everyone in your family will be docked global credits, and your family could be relocated to a FEMA camp. Resistance is foolish. Meet Stacy. Stacy is one of our best caseworkers. Stacy could be in charge of one of your kids. How great would that be? In this new world order, it's important to follow the rules. Certain websites will be illegal.
Daddy, what is Infowars.com?
Bullcrap.
If you see something, say something. You as a citizen should report your neighbors if they aren't following the new rules. You have the power to make the world better. Caring, reporting, assisting, progressive, C-R-A-P, which stands for crap. You too can be a piece of crap and will be greatly rewarded. As we see here, this man misgendered a man lady. The police are dealing with him in the most fitting way. This offender seen here did not recycle his paper straws. If you don't like this, you will be sentenced to death by lethal injection.
Brought to you by Pfizer.
Things will get so bad in our society. Your family will be begging for the New World Order. You will need the government in order to survive. In this new utopia, if you do not comply with our new laws and regulations, our totally not corrupt federal and local judges will make sure that you are given the proper penalties. Jail, financial ruin, death penalty, anything is possible. As we all adjust to the new normal, it's important to remember that you do not matter. Do not complain about the hyperinflation. Do not complain about the higher taxes. And do not complain about Bill Gates' death panels. This is for the greater good. This is what I call happy making time. Let us all celebrate this new world order. the New World Order. Please stay a while. We won't keep you for long. We'll keep you forever. 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 Forever.
Hi, folks. This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Silver Lungs Generator. Now you can produce pure and endless colloidal silver and deliver the solution directly into the bloodstream by breathing the solution through the lungs. The respiratory system is the first line of defense for airborne pathogens and viruses. The Silver Lungs Generator infuses the respiratory system with your self-produced nano-silver solutions and also delivers the silver nanoparticles instantly into the bloodstream. With continued legislation threatening the sale of nano-silver products, you can now produce pure and endless colloidal silver with the Silver Lungs Generator. Very easy to follow, step-by-step instructions are provided, making production fast and simple. Go to www.silverlungs.com today and learn more about the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. That's www.silverlungs.com.
Listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. From deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Alex Jones first predicted the September 11th attack on the World Trade Center.
You've got an element of the FBI and these war game scenarios where they can remote control a 747 and they're going to crash it into the World Trade Center.
While other networks lie to you about what's happening now, InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next. Visit InfoWars.com/show and share the link today.
An explosion has been reported at the Con Edison power plant in New York City. Power outages have been reported. This happened right on the heels of the Obama Netflix production, Leave the World Behind, a racially divisive movie about cyber attacks in America and the end of life as we know it.
We are seeing ongoing cyber attacks across the country.
Something is happening, and I don't trust them.
Everything I know, I have told you.
I don't believe you.
I would do anything to protect my family. What you do is your business.
Happened just a few years after Klaus Schwab of the World Economic Forum told us it was coming.
In 2020, Klaus Schwab of the World Economic Forum warned of an impending cyber attack that will take down all of society.
We all know, but still pay insufficient attention to the frightening scenario of a comprehensive cyber attack, which would bring to a complete halt to the power supply, transportation, hospital services,
our society as a whole. The COVID-19 crisis would be seen in this respect as a small disturbance in comparison to a major cyber attack.
Greg Reese reporting.
is 1776.
InfoWars has been banned. Arrested. Attacked and threatened. Because we are effective. The Great Awakening is here. Go to band.video. Download the videos and share. Support the information war at InfoWarsStore.com. And never give up the fight.
InfoWars.com.
All you have to do is check out what I'm saying. And that's why they run the fake headline against myself and Tucker Carlson everywhere, every day. Jones admits he's an actor. Or Tucker Carlson says nobody would take me seriously. Where did we say that? We never said that. They just say we said that. But where's the clip? Where's the article? Where do we say that? Doesn't exist.
Alex Jones is playing a character and is a performance artist.
Jones is playing a character on his radio show.
The radio rants of Alex Jones are just an act.
He's actually a performance artist.
He's a performance artist. Alex Jones is a fake.
They're lying to you because they think you're stupid. And it's all based on the custody battle of my ex-wife 5 years ago. And she was trying to put into evidence me dressed up more than a decade before like the Joker, being sarcastic, saying, take your Prozac, kids. Take your illegal drugs, too. You'll die. It's fun. So people wouldn't take drugs. And they wanted to enter that in evidence. They say, look, he's insane telling kids to use drugs. And my lawyer went, when Jack Nicholson plays the part of the Joker, no one thinks that's really Jack Nicholson. So, yeah, when I've been Cobra Commander.
Hail Cobra!
Or Optimus Prime.
Autobots, let's roll.
Or the Joker, because I can do imitations of them all really good. Or Darth Vader.
Don't act so surprised, globalist. You didn't think you could silence the American people, did you?
Do I really think I'm Darth Vader? No. Do I think I'm Optimus Prime, Cobra Commander, the Joker? No. And clearly, no reasonable person would think when I'm doing satire that what I'm saying is what I really think. No one believes the Babylon Bee. It's not trying to lie to you. It's being sarcastic.
Buy the Vaccinate the Elmo doll today. It's required by the CDC.
But they play those games. And that's why I don't joke around as much as I used to. Even though I tell people, okay, this is a joke, this isn't serious, they clip it out and they say, no, this is what he really believes.
Every day when I leave work, I do this.
That man's a threat to this country. And they go, look, he admitted in court he's an actor. Well, yeah, I was an actor in Scanner Darkly. I was an actor in Waking Life. I was an actor when I was Cobra Commander. But it doesn't mean that Alex Jones, the talk show host, up here reading news articles to you, isn't a real thing and isn't something I'm actually saying. And you know that. You're insulted right now. I'm even explaining that to you. And so am I. But that's who these people are.
You don't know the power of the dark side.
Am I really Darth Vader?
I think Alex Jones seems really talented. He's smart. He's funny as hell. He's truly funny.
I'm kind of retarded.
Now that I've done those imitations, those little jokes, do you now not listen to what I say about other things when I show you a powerful news article by Dr. Joseph Mercola on InfoWars.com that has all the cited information? The latest tragedy, sudden adult death syndrome? No, that's a real thing. That's something happening in the real world. And that's what we're breaking down here today. I am Alex Jones. And I am the guy on the show every day. I am an American. And that's what I promote is freedom and justice and liberty. And they can't stand it.
I'm a huge believer.
believer in information. I watch InfoWars every day and follow Alex Jones closely. You know why? He can put you ahead of the curve. And he's been demonized as a conspiracy theorist.
Think about how frustrated we are if you've been awake for a year or two. Imagine being like an Alex Jones or those guys who've been awake for like decades.
Alex has been right on for over a decade.
This is reality.
It just pancakes.
Truth is stranger than fiction.
The revolution of peaceful information is coming, and when it comes time, you people are going to be brought to punishment.
You're lying to the public. It's disgusting.
The media continues to misrepresent what I've said.
He may be America's best-known conspiracy theorist.
Alex Jones has the largest audience in the country, bigger than any of the networks, the biggest megaphone in the country.
We're going to get fired! The real things, the things that matter.
Burn in hell,
New World Order. Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Fortune tanto vorrà, sì, la tipo so servis, fortune amici vorrà, su, tra di preferis.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
We're here with the world's most dangerous man, the most censored man in the English language. But honestly, when you get him in front of an outhouse in the woods, he doesn't seem so dangerous.
So fancy outhouse.
We have a ruling class in the United States defined by its hatreds. Not its loves, not its hopes, but by its hatreds. They hate all kinds of people, large groups of people, the deplorables, the bitter clingers, America's entire blue-collar population, the unfashionable people. They're hated by the people who run our country. But no one is hated more by them than a man called Alex Jones. Alex Jones is the single most censored man in all American history. He was the first media figure in our history to be completely erased in one day, deplatformed. Alex Jones was deplatformed before it was a common term. And not just deplatformed, sued, attacked. They attempted to criminally charge him. What did Alex Jones do wrong? Alex Jones didn't rape anybody. He didn't loot Macy's. He didn't burn a police station. He didn't invent a fake cryptocurrency and loot pension funds. He didn't start a pointless war that made this country poorer and more disorganized. He didn't open the southern border. No, Alex Jones had opinions that deeply rattled the people who run America. In fact, rattled a lot of us. And I'll just confess that I first heard of Alex Jones when he questioned the official story behind 9/11. And I, speaking for myself, was deeply offended by this. I didn't take any time to find out what he was saying, but I was bothered by the idea that this defining event in American history, which changed the life of everyone who lived here then, might not actually have unfolded as we were told it did. And that possibility was too destabilizing. And I remember feeling resentment toward Alex Jones for saying that. But several years later, I wound up in Austin, Texas, and through a chain of circumstances, wound up meeting Alex Jones. And I learned what everyone who has met him now knows, which is Alex Jones is not a crazy person. Alex Jones has said pretty far out things on TV from time to time. Not that far out. He hasn't said men can become women or Ukraine is a democracy, but within the bounds of, say, cable news, pretty far out. But fundamentally, Alex Jones is right about a lot of things. And in fact, that's why they don't like him. Alex Jones has an uncanny, really an amazing ability to predict events before they happen. He has called it and he's done it on tape again and again to the point where it's a meme on the internet. Alex Jones, prophet. Not conspiracy nut, prophet. But when you dig into Alex Jones's predictions, they are so spot on that it's remarkable. How does he do this? We're guessing there's a kind of spiritual sensitivity to Alex Jones. Maybe that's his secret. He was displaying this years before the average person in this country even thought about matters like that. Now it's pretty obvious to most people that the current war going on in this country is taking place in ways you can't see it most of the time. But 10 years ago, people were not thinking that way. Alex Jones was. And so we thought it'd be interesting to sit down and talk to Alex Jones, the man. He joins us now in our studio. Alex Jones, thank you.
Wow, Tucker, it's great to be here. Amazing studios, amazing, I mean it, amazing people. And this is really going to be, I think, a historic interview. So thanks for having me.
Well, I'm really grateful to be able to do it. And it's just, it's one of the great blessings of my life and of my job is that I've been able to meet people that I've had preconceptions about and sometimes find those preconceptions bolstered and in other cases demolished. And you're definitely in the second category. So I want, for people who've made it this far, you know, the people around the country have really succeeded in making you disreputable. And the whole point, of course, is people won't listen to you. So we thought it'd be interesting to start with a series of on-tape predictions that you made some of which are so precise and so prescient that it makes the hair on my arms stand up. And I'm being sincere, and our viewers are about to see what I'm talking about. Here is a list of things that you called ahead of time.
By the middle of September, that the new policy is being written, you will all have to wear masks again, and so will airport employees.
It's happening. Mask mandates are officially back.
We know the Joint Chiefs of Staff wanted to blow up airliners, Baltimore Sun, or if you let some terrorist group do it, like the World Trade Center, we know who to blame. And if there was an outside threat like a Bin Laden, who was a known CIA asset in the 80s...
This group and its leader, a person named Osama Bin Laden,
he's the boogeyman they need.
We're looking at a giant war in February right now. I predict the Russians are going to roll in. They're already there. They're going to roll in.
With attacks across Ukraine, which is the size of Texas.
It really was the Iraqis. That's just because they're getting ready to invade Iraq. What a beautiful setup.
Those 9/11 clips are crazy. I'm actually bothered by the precision of them. I'm not accusing you of being behind 9/11. But how could you, in July of 2001, call that? You said they're going to have airliners fly into the World Trade Center and they're going to blame a guy called Osama bin Laden. Now, leaving aside what actually happened, how could you have known that?
Well, in the longer clip, because it's a multi-hour show from July 25th, 2001, I specifically walked through all the reasons and I knew that they were hyping up that we were about to be hit by Osama bin Laden. I knew that the World Trade Center had been attacked the first time and that the feds had been involved helping cook the bomb and allowing it to go forward. And I just saw a lot of the pre-programming that was happening in the media because they were on the news saying, you know, life's about to change in America. And I was reading what the RAND Corporation was saying and what the Pentagon was putting out. And I read the PNAC document from a year before, Rebuilding America's Defenses, that Dick Cheney had helped write. And it said we need a Pearl Harbor event on the American homeland to be able to bring in this police state and this control and then expand the American empire worldwide. So hundreds of pieces of data went into that prediction.
But terrorists are going to hit the World Trade Center in July of 2001. I lived in the United States then. That was the last thing on my mind. And I lived in Washington. I know the guys who wrote the PNAC document because I shared an office with them. So I was more informed than the average person. And that was the last thing that crossed my mind in the summer of 2001. Like everyone else, I thought it was a Cessna. But how convinced were you that this was going to happen?
I was completely convinced. In fact, in the full clip of it's online, you can find it on Twitter and other places, it has been removed. I explained to people that they need to call the White House and tell the White House, we know if you allow these attacks, that you're basically allowing it to happen.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us. This normally happens about once a year. It actually happened last week, and it happened today. A piece of equipment just crapped out on us, an IP address. So right when I went live, the microphone cut out. So I wasn't just playing golf or something the last 30 minutes. We were running around like chickens with our heads cut off. We got a huge guest, Mike Adams, breaking major AI news in the second, third hour. I'm going to co-host with him. Jack Posobiec, it's become a big scandal that we said NATO's mobilizing for war. He's coming on. This is a big deal. We've got this high-level FBI chief who basically ran the Russia collusion hoax against Trump. He's just been sentenced to a long time in federal prison for being a spy of Putin. You can't make this stuff up. Also, congressmen are saying they're going down, these people, on their high perch. They've confirmed that feds were in the buses and driving the buses on January 6th. There were hundreds of them in the crowd, as we already told you. That's all coming up. So I'm hosting the fourth hour today, so you'll get your three-plus hours of Jones. But this, I was so ready, like a racehorse out of the gate, and then the damn equipment went down. When it rains, it pours. But we're here. We're live. Welcome all the Twitter audience tuning in. We're going to cover it all in 4 minutes. Stay with us. Please remember, my new book, The Great Awakening, is going right to number one. It's already number one on a bunch of charts. Plus, it funds this operation. It's twice the length of the last book. It's full of solutions. It's amazing. The Great Awakening, the plan to defeat the globalists and launch the next great renaissance. Infowarsstore.com. Get assigned copies of Fundraiser. I thank those that have. I want to ask others that want to keep us on there to do that. That's the action point. Please go to InfoWarsStore.com. Get a signed copy or unsigned copy at InfoWarsStore.com. A signed copy is like $30, $29. A signed copy is $100. And that's what it takes to fight the globalists. They have store-wide free shipping, including on the book, double Patriot points, and X2 selling out but still discounted, Turbo Force, 10 hours clean energy back in stock, so many other great products like Down and Out Sleep Formula, a Vitamin Refusion, DNA Force. It's up to 60% off. Do your Christmas shopping with us, and we appreciate you. These are great products that work really, really well. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
All right, I've been on the air, it'll be 30 years in April. And in the last decade or so, maybe once a year, I would say, this is the most important show I've ever done. Because the quickening's here. Things are getting crazy all over the world, not just the U.S. And so more often than not, I would say this is the most important broadcast we've ever done, at least once a year or so. But in the last few years, every few months I say this is the most important broadcast we've ever done, or at least the subjects I'm about to cover are the most important because everything's coming to a head. Thank you so much for joining us here today. Everything I'm about to cover is on the record. And the social engineers that want to sleepwalk us into full nuclear war for whatever psychotic reason, we know why. I'll lay it out. don't want there to be a debate about going to war. They don't want a declaration of war. They know in major polls between 70-80% of Americans are against this war in Ukraine. You don't have to like Putin or hate Putin to not want nuclear war. You just need to have a survival instinct and common sense. So there are hundreds of points that go into this, but I normally have Jack Posobiec on like once a month. But I've been having Jack on because he's former naval intelligence, a really good journalist, a really dialed in guy. He knows what he's talking about. He's got a lot of history. So do I. So I know he knows what he's talking about. And he's been saying Germany first, and then if Poland had an election the way he predicted it would, and they have, that Poland next would announce military mobilization against Russia. Then Biden said 2 weeks ago, and it's on record, that if you don't give us the $106 billion, which they didn't get, because Republicans wanted border security as a trade-off, Biden said, hell no, your sons and daughters will be dying within a few months in Ukraine. Then the Secretary of Defense a week and a half ago went and told Congress that. Then over the weekend, Blinken, the head of the State Department, said the same thing, and a bunch of congressmen and women and senators. Then yesterday, that got almost no attention. When I first saw this on Twitter, or X now, I went and checked it and confirmed it. I've got the articles right here. They're bypassing the countries in the EU that don't want to have a member join, that being Ukraine. And the EU is flexing its dictatorial muscles. And you have to know the whole history of the EU to understand it was a steel deal in 1947, and that's how it set up this unelected council. Then later, when the EU officially got set up in the mid-90s, they created a ceremonial parliament. But it is only advisory to the unelected bureaucracy or the EU dictatorship, which is actually a plan of Hitler. But they, after Hitler was defeated, still took it off the shelf and now set it up. So there's so many facets to this, but here's probably the best way to describe this. And I'm extremely upset because I like living and I love my children and I love your children because our children are going to live together in this world, if there is a world. Jack Posobiec has been predicting all this with great precision. So have I. So has Ron Paul. So has Tucker Carlson. So has Steve Bannon. Because we do our homework. You've heard us every day warning of this. Whenever big news was out there, I'd say, yeah, we're going to cover this news, but first, here's your World War III nuclear war alert. Okay? This is so serious. I had Jack on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and now it's Friday. You ever see me have Jack on 4 or 5 days in a row? He's on today in an hour, or less than an hour. And he said, listen to what Biden says. Listen to what the Secretary of Defense says. Listen to them. They're saying Russia is about to attack a NATO country. And everybody goes, well, that's crazy that Biden said that, or Blinken said that, or Lloyd Austin said that, because Russia isn't saying they're going to do that. They have no reason to do that, and that would trigger nuclear war. Ukraine's not a NATO member. And then yesterday they say the EU unelected bureaucracy, the EU commission, not the parliament that is elected, but that's ceremonial, advisory at best, said we're bypassing Hungary and other countries that are saying they veto it, even though that's in the EU parliamentary law. They don't care. The EU's bypassing it and saying we're overriding it and we're going to go ahead and move to admit Ukraine, Moldova, and Georgia. Now, Russia has said Ukraine or Georgia or Moldova are red lines. And I sent you guys a graphic that shows the advance since World War II of NATO up to Russia's borders and accelerating after the fall of the Soviet Union in 1991. And so we can put that on screen and go through that in a moment. But I guess the best way to boil this down, because I love to give you all the data points in the background, is this. Putin has said it's a red line and said he knew they were secretly trying to get Ukraine into NATO, and that that's where Russia was founded 1,000 years ago, and it's right on their border, and they're not going to put up with it, and that they would invade if that happened. And then there was a proxy war and the overthrow of the Ukrainian government 9 years ago and several other coups, and then NATO forces through proxies pushing the Russians out, even though that was their land in the east. And then we've had all the denials of Biden and everybody else that, oh, no, 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 we're not going to make them a NATO member. That's not going to happen. And then now they come out yesterday, the EU Commission, and says, yeah, we're going to go ahead and just bring them into NATO any day now. That is 100% the way World War I and World War II started. Different power blocks grabbing land from other power blocks. And so it is an act of war. It is super dangerous. It is insane. So we've got all this other amazing AI news and open border news and an FBI chief convicted of being a Russian agent who created the fake dossier on Trump. And we've got Fox News reporting on the insurance company actuaries that show the record deaths linked to the vaccines. I mean, it's a big day. It's a big news day. But NATO doing this is so dangerous, so reckless, so crazy, that it makes my head spin. In fact, I can, I'm so upset by this because I know what it really means that I'm having serious trouble doing the broadcast right now. And that's a normal response when your government is hijacked and at war with you, and then it's at war with all these other countries, and it's moving weapons up to the Russian border, and we've got troops there for years fighting the Russians, and now Biden basically admits it's happening and says we're going to full war, but wait, we'll skip this break. It gets worse, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, keep rolling through that graphic. I want you viewers to see this. Jack Posobiec comes on 2 days ago, and we do a 30-minute interview, and it gets a couple million views. Let's put the tweet up in a moment from Real Alex Jones. And it gets, again, a couple million views, and they put a community note on it. Now, look at that. Breaking. NATO officially mobilizes for direct war with Russia. Now, it's NATO as the source, and they go on to say, no, NATO is not mobilized. Ladies and gentlemen, NATO was created officially. I'll show you the founding documents and the expansion of NATO in 77. It was created as a, quote, mobilization against the Soviet Union. It is a European military mobilization. This is like saying Tom Landry has nothing to do with the Dallas Cowboys. Tom Landry was the founder.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read one. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered from a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious, he almost died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives that were more affordable, he tried Extendivite. Since taking it, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
That's Mobilized to Fight. Newsweek, NATO in racing, it's time to prepare for war with Russia. Mobilization. European mobilization, U.S. and NATO reserves. That's from the 70s. They say in here, NATO is a mobilization. It is a mobilization for war. So, let's just hope NATO is using this to launder a bunch of money and increase their troop level up to 300,000, which they've just announced. Here's that article right here. Head of NATO. NATO is 300,000 high alert troops. Now imagine that. I'm a U.S. citizen. I'm a father. I'm a taxpayer. And I see the Secretary of Defense, the Secretary of State, the President of the United States saying U.S. troops will be dying, your sons and daughters, if you don't give us more money. I see Germany saying they're going to a civil emergency, their chancellor. Poland announces it yesterday. Lloyd Austin, I never got the article, guys. Type it in. I asked for it. I know we've been busy here. Last week, headline, Lloyd Austin announces tripling of U.S. munitions production for Ukraine. Lloyd Austin announces a tripling of U.S. munitions production to fight Russia. Put it in. Show them. Now, if tripling munitions isn't mobilization, then I don't know what is. Here, I'll pull it up. So, you know, that's just where we are here, folks. And people are in such absolute denial. Pentagon announces increase in munitions. There it is, tripling. So, that's a good headline of the New York Times. I want the exact headline. Secretary of Defense announces tripling of munition productions for Ukraine. My point is, ladies and gentlemen, is that this is all going on, and this is happening. And then, I'm a talk show host with a former naval intelligence guy who's proven he's really smart, has a lot of great connections, dead on what he's breaking down. We're up here warning you that this is a full mobilization for war with Russia, and the response of the left and the controllers and all of them is to go do a community notes. It's not about Jack Posobiec and Alex Jones. It's about this is across the board. Remember last year they go, oh, we're going to start banning your gas stoves. It was a federal document with Granholm and the Department of Energy. They said, oh, no, we're not. No, we're not. Now they're doing it. They announced the policy. We say, we don't want to have war with Russia. We don't want to escalate. And they go, well, you're crazy. Nobody said we're doing that. We're just mobilizing and saying where our kids are out to die soon and we're tripling munitions. I mean, that's not mobilizing. That's like if I walk up and punch you in the face and you say, why'd you punch me in the face? I didn't punch you in the face. You need to go to a lunatic asylum. Oh, the borders aren't broken. There's no border problem until 2 months ago. The White House and the governors in New York and California, they wouldn't say the border was broken. They said it's the best ever and Mayorkas is doing a great job. Remember that? But because it didn't work and now it's more broken than ever and it's a total disaster, they go, oh, actually it is broken. It's the Republicans' fault. I got clips of Biden today and the press secretary, both saying, it's a talking point, well, the Republicans are the reason we have a broken border. But see, we can survive a broken border for a while. We can't survive nuclear war with Russia, ladies and gentlemen. And that's why I am beyond pissed off right now. And if you think the public's sleepwalking into nuclear war, the establishment, who's mainly a bunch of inbred pedophilic lawyers, who've not been defeated and have gone around bullying a bunch of third world sand traps, they really think with all these nuclear submarines off our coast and all of these weapons and all of this that the Pentagon says, well, we can survive a nuclear war with Russia. I mean, sure, it might kill 50 million people in America, but we'll win. You've already seen the disasters they've created, all the crime, the devaluation of the currency, all the curses that are upon this country and Europe because we've forsaken God. And now these lunatics are saying, well, your kids might be dying in a few months there. We're going to go to war with Russia if you don't give us, you know, unlimited money and more heavy weapons. And just a year ago, Biden said in December of last year, we can't give F-16s and Abrams tanks to the Ukrainians because in the threat escalation models and agreements and rules, that means an escalation into World War III. There it is, Army to Triple Munitions Production. Good job, crew, finding that. I just want new viewers and listeners, we have millions tuning in a day right now, millions, who never watched the show, that we're back on X. Because we were never that big on Twitter before, but after the censorship and all the suppression, people are really hungry now, and the show is just exploding. The broadcast is exploding right now. And I have a real responsibility here, this critical time, I think this is God's doing, to try to stop this. And we should call Congress. We should peacefully march. We should go to our churches and demand they speak out against it. And we should do everything we can to have a national debate about how we're being told, okay, we're gearing up for full direct war with Russia, but we can't do that because the censors and the controllers are going in and putting community notes and trying to block the distribution of us simply showing you what they said. Everything Jack Posobiec said in that interview, they're trying to suppress, and everything I said was on record. Do you want me to play you Biden saying our sons and daughters will soon be dying over there in a direct war with Russia? Do you want me to play it? Blinken saying it? Do you want me to? Because they all said it. I already played the clips many times. Or do you want to just believe the community notes saying it's not true? But let me just back up here for a minute again. Do you understand the main takeaway here? Do you understand the main takeaway? Nobody's ever going to have Ukraine in NATO. That's ridiculous. Putin's a liar. He's crazy. Blah, blah, blah. And now NATO and the EU announce, oh, we're bypassing the parliament and we're bypassing the veto power of Hungary and other countries. We're going to go ahead and take that over and make it NATO. Oh, and we're going to do it in a bunch of other countries too. And here's a list of them. Moldova, Georgia, and a couple others. All total five. And it's barely even in the news. We're going to move our troops and weapons all around Russia, not just in a few spots, while George Soros goes on CNN back when he can still talk and says, I will be the Tsar of Russia. We have encircled them. We will soon overthrow them. And that's meant to mess with Putin so he'd respond back. They're poking the bear over and 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 over again. And then we're like, hey, that's a bad idea. Oh, shut up, Jones. Nobody's doing that. That's the psychology. I think we're going to stop this. I think cooler heads are going to prevail. We've been to the edge of nuclear war before. I'm not saying we have nuclear war. But they know if there's a debate about this, that America is going to get sick of this and cut the funding off and stop it. So now they're holding us hostage saying, well, we got to go to full war with Russia and you don't give us the money. As they move to do things that will bring Russia in even stronger. That's the takeaway. That's the facts. I'm going to hit other news for the first 30 minutes of the next hour, because there's a lot of it. When Jack Posobiec comes on, we'll respond. But this is disgusting, okay? NATO was created as a mobilization against Russia. In its founding documents, I just showed it to you. I showed you mainstream military publications and mainstream news saying we're in a mobilization against Russia. And we need full mobilization. Zelensky's over here saying the mobilization's not big enough on Fox News. And we're like, we don't want that mobilization. There is no mobilization. These aren't the droids you're looking for. Move along. All right, a lot of other stuff loaded for bear. Depending on where you live in the United States, you want to get your deliveries and do your Christmas shopping at InfoWarsStore.com and keep us on air and get right across at the same time. Here's a map of the United States from the USPS. And if you look at it, here's our main shipping operation out of Denver. And you see here, 1 day is a lot of the country. 2 day is most of the country. And 3 day is almost all of it. And I think it's like 4 day to Alaska or Hawaii. So you want to get your orders in by Monday, folks, to make sure you get it way before Christmas, coming up Monday after next. And we have store-wide free shipping. We have double Patriot points. And we have great products like Turbo Force back in stock, X2 back in stock. And finally, Winter Sun is back in stock. Winter Sun is back in stock. The highest quality D3 to boost your immune system during this critical time. And it keeps the show on air. It's 40% off. InfoWarsStore.com. Hour number 2 straight ahead.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.